And right now, time to welcome in another couple of guests. I know we've got on the line NASCAR Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
And we've got Bill Anstead also on the line. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
It is once again time to talk a little bit about the Sunday in the Country food drive. And Dave, we'll put you on first because it's age before beauty. Good morning. And by the way, to you and your family, Dave, and Bill, to you and your family, in case I don't get to speak to you again, happy Thanksgiving in advance.
Same to you, Marshall. I'm going to let Billy do most of the talking here this morning because, I think 2 years ago today we arrived in Florida. It was on a Sunday just before Thanksgiving, and we didn't have the hot water heater turned on and this and that with the gas, and we had to go through all that. Meanwhile, the food drive was still going on, and Billy and Colleen had taken it over and getting their feet wet and this and that. And so in the 2 years, it's given me a little bit of time to reflect about everything that has happened in 25 years. You know, I think about the folks that have given so much to the food drive and have gone on to the other side. You know, people like Sam Kaplan, who one time made a song up for Dave's food drive. I'll never forget that because everybody thought I was crazy to have him on the air, and sometimes I certainly was because he was pretty political. But and I think about Nitro Dave Watts and being a co-host, and after he passed, his wife donated the $500 we needed to get our nonprofit status because it was a $500 fee to apply for that. And, you know, I think about Dave Waldron and everything that he contributed over the years to help the food drive go in the earlier years. And then I look back now and still see, you know, the Randy Christensen's and the Pat Dineen's and the Colleen and Bill and his entire new group that have come on. I mean, Kristen and all the rest of them have been with us for a long time. I think about the ones that have come and volunteered and then moved on for whatever reason. And I think back when you start with two turkeys and you end up with what Bill and his group have done this year, it's quite humbling, you know. And a little bit later on, in the half hour, I think, Marsha, you're going to play the thank you letter that Nitro Dave wrote way back when he was diagnosed with his deadly disease, and he couldn't do anything more to help us move food or do whatever. And I asked him to write a thank you letter, and I've read it almost every year. I've tried to religiously because times change and some of the wording needs to change, but the message in his thank you note still resonates to this day in the COVID and everything that's going on in the country and the need for us to feed people. It really, I'm sitting here, you guys don't believe, but I'm starting to tear up a little bit because I never thought in all the years that we did it, that it would end up the way it is and be as big as it is and be as successful as it is. And then I think about what I was thinking about once we gave the food away, like Billy and his group did yesterday. I think about the next program coming up, which would be Christmas. And Billy says they're going to have enough money to help out at Christmas time. But I also think about the people that have helped me out over the years or helped us out over the years, the Stacy Moores and the Adopt-A-Family program and her gearing up like we did for Thanksgiving. Now it's time for her to gear up. And I only hope that, as hard as it is, I hope the tri-state area keeps that whole program alive also because it's so important for any community to come together and support one another. And I think what Billy and his group did, they proved it with the raffle that they had to raise funds because the fundraising was limited, next to nothing, to come up with a raffle and go and use local businesses, not asking for a donation, pay for what they were going to give us, to keep them involved. And for 25 years, Marshall, you know that I promoted local businesses and local radio, and that the importance of it is, the importance of it for all of us in that particular area or anywhere in the country that you live, you need to support your local businesses. So that's all I have to say about it. I am quite humbled, and I'm so happy to see that it's growing, and that they're able to handle the overflow. And I'll let Billy talk about that. It's a unique story. And so, Billy, congratulations, and I wish all you folks up there, and all the listeners, and everybody that donated, and everybody that participated in one way or the other, you listen to Nitro Dave's letter at the end. You'll see what it is to do this and do it for those less fortunate. So congratulations on that, and a job well done. And like I said, please don't forget Stacy Moore and her group of the Adoptive Family and all the other things that are in need in our community. So
now, before we get
said, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Okay, now, before we get to Bill, I want to mention something. I tried to add up the totals in the 25 years that you did this beforehand, what the total monetary amount would be. And the first few years, it's really hard to figure in, but we figure that somewhere in between, and this is a staggering figure, somewhere in between $450,000 and $550,000 has been raised in the past. Just think about that. That's a pretty staggering figure.
It's insane when you think about where we started from and where it's gone to. But to sit back and be way down here in Florida and not be able to be part of it is hard, but I know that it's in good hands, and to be able to say that it's still going is tremendous. And that's a lot of money.
Yep. Now, Bill, it's on to you guys, because really taking over the food drive, the handling of it, and then coming into a year like this year, just a lot of challenges.
No doubt about that. We like Dave said, we brought the raffle into play, and that helped us tremendously. I know that all the other non-for-profits out there are going through similar things and trying to find innovative ways to, raise money and, to do what it is we would like to do, and that's help those who are in need. So this year, I guess, we did what we could do, and I'd like to thank all of those who donated thus far. We didn't have as many donations as usual, but a lot of people don't have the money, and we understand that. And we know that the community is still strong, and we'll make a rebound next year. But thank you for everyone that has donated, and if you're interested in donating, please do so. I know Thanksgiving hasn't happened yet, but we're gearing up for Christmas. I thank everyone who's donated thus far. I would just like to do a little overview of yesterday and the last 4 months, really. We helped out 14 pantries and others yesterday, and the total turkey output was 740. And approximately 3 tons of canned goods, and it seemed as though as these last few months have been going by, we've gotten more and more orders for turkeys and various things. So thank God we were able to help and meet our goal, and we're going to do the same for Christmas, whatever it takes, whether it's more or less, but we'll get it done one way or the other. I'd like to thank our volunteers. There were a few less this year due to COVID, and we're just trying to keep a low profile there. We, like other groups, just have to work together and, you know, be safe. Greg Pulver, can't thank him enough for letting us store things over at his garage. And I don't know, it just it was quite a year for the food drive. We don't typically go 12 months out of the year, but this year we did. A lot of things happened back in March, as everyone knows, and so we grasped onto the what was going on, and we did what we could, and we're just thankful that the donations had come in, and really, you can't lose sight of that, and it's why we do it, and the people that donated, thank you. Again, they haven't lost sight of what you know what it is we're doing and helping these people out who are in need, and more so than usual. I would say we're up about 30%.
You know, it's interesting you say that because all the food banks, every one of them, is up 30 to 40% in requests for food this year.
Yeah, I had visited a number of the pantries. I'd visited all the pantries at one time so that I knew some of their operation and what went on. And I on Friday we delivered to quite a few of the pantries, so I got to see their operation, what they were doing, and it's just unbelievable how they've they've changed their whole thing because of COVID, and people that come in cars that they can't get out, and passing the food along and putting in the cars, and I mean just a totally different way of doing things, but it's half again as much more work to do it that way, but that's what they have to do to be safe. And so I got to see some of the operations. And I'll tell you, they worked tirelessly to get it done. So kudos to them. I mean, they are just unreal. And people are in need, and they're out there to help them. So it turned out so well. Again, so thankful.
Well.
So, Billy, tell them this story about Ginsburg sending a wrong order, and what a good thing that was to happen to the food drive.
Well, yeah, we put an order. We have a standing order with Ginsburg, but along with Guido's and Hillsdale Market and Freshtown. But with the turkeys, we had so many order changes, increases over the last few weeks. So, I would put them in and talk to our sales rep, Nikki, and she said, no problem, we can do that, and, on and on. And then we had set amount of cases ordered, and they sent, like, 8 more than we needed. And it wasn't, as time goes on, things get confusing, numbers get mixed up and whatever. So I said, well, okay, we can deal with this. We'll figure it out. Well, lo and behold, thank God, that mistake happened, because every one of the turkeys that was sent was put out. So it just, we probably could have accommodated. It would have been some more legwork and the rest, but the fact that they came and there was extras, thank God, everything worked out.
Yeah, it's
Hello?
Those vendors that we've dealt with over the years, they've been behind us 100% too. So they try to work with you on all of those places, and that's a good thing, especially in this day and age on how numbers change from minute to minute. It had to drive you crazy, because it used to drive me crazy. When everything was normal, I've never done anything like you did in a COVID area. It had to drive you crazy, the daily changes and getting back to vendors and this and that. So you did a great job. By the sounds of all of you.
I carry the Sunday in the Country briefcase with me 24/7. So when I'm at work and there's phone calls, and I have to write everything down, and I know on your phone you have record of, so you can look back on that if you had to, but I write it down and, continue to, put the orders and do all the things that have to be done, and the pantries that are calling. And so it's all part of the process, but it worked out really well. And, We're just so happy that that the food drive is going well, up and running, and we're going to be able to do Christmas, and that's an important thing.
And you're still taking donations for Christmas, and the easiest way, if people are listening right now, SundayInTheCountryFoodDrive.org, and you can click on a link there, and you can make a donation there, or obviously if you know anybody that works and volunteers with the food drive, you could get a hold of those people as well.
Absolutely, and our address is Sunday in the Country Food Drive, P.O. Box 789, Millerton, New York, 12546. And you can make the check payable to Sunday in the Country Food Drive.
All right. Well, guys, once again, happy Thanksgiving and amazing work, Bill and Dave. The legacy lives on.
Yeah, well, COVID will be over next year. We'll have a vaccination hopefully by then, and everybody get vaccinated. We'll get back to some similar of normalcy. And my goal is to come up in the week before Thanksgiving and try to help Billy and do a little bit of run around, because don't forget, you know, these volunteers, most of them work full time.
Yep.
So any little bit of help that I could give during the day to take a little pressure off them, that's going to be my goal next year. But it was my goal this year, but I failed on it because of travel restrictions and so forth. But my heart is there, and Chris's heart is there, and we appreciate everything that's been done. So keep up the good work.
We have a van for Van Gogh.
It's fine with me. I can listen. I know how to handle that. I know how to handle all the above, just so you know.
Oh, boy. Anyway, thank you, Marshall and Jill. Thank you very much.
Well, thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. And we'll wrap this up when we say goodbye right now to NASCAR Dave and Bill by playing the recording, your last recording of the reading of that letter, Dave. We'll play that now as we say goodbye to you.
All right, no problem. We appreciate it, Marshall. And like Billy said, thank you so much for everything that you and Jill do for the food drive. We certainly appreciate it.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Same to you.
Same to you. Thanks. Bye.
NASCAR Dave and Bill Anstatt this morning here on Robinhood Radio. And here's the letter that NASCAR reads every year.
Today I'll read the letter written by Nitro Dave in his memory, and in memory of David P. Waldron. I know they are both watching over us and toasting our continued mission and success. Our mission is simple: to raise money locally, feed local families, to purchase our food from local merchants. For the 25th year, it has been our pleasure and privilege to try to bring the holidays to those who would otherwise go without. We don't do this for personal gain or notoriety. We do it because it's the right thing to do. Although I do freely admit the warm feelings and the satisfaction of helping others, our neighbors, does make one feel good. There were moments of doubt about reaching the goal this year, but with the economy the way it is and the armed conflict looming again, but once again, all of you wonderful people and merchants felt the same as we do and have graciously helped us out, just as you always do when we ask. What does cause us some consternation, though, is the fact that our goal this year is nearly the same as last year, and donations are down a little bit, which means the problem continues to worsen in our minds instead of getting better. We do not arbitrarily pick a number for the goal of our food drive, but ask that the food pantries we deal with, we ask them what their needs are and then attempt to fill them. At this present rate of growth, there will come a time when we will not be able to help all those who need it, through no fault of ours, nor those who so gladly contribute, be they individual or businesses. What we do would certainly not be possible without the help of our trusty corps of volunteers, who really do the bulk of the work and get the minimum of the credit. There are no words to thank them enough for what they give. To our merchant friends who provide storage space, the same goes to you. Thanks a million. A special round of thank yous go out to Leslie and her staff at Freshtown, Chuck at the Hillsdale Market, Mazzio Meats Market at Guido's, Ginsburg's Food, and last but not least, Greg Pulver and his staff for the use of their building and equipment. Thank you all for your support. Without the help of these fine businesses, we would not be able to furnish the extra goodies along with the turkeys. To our family at WHDD, who let us run off at the mouth on Sunday, as well as helping get the word out along with the Millerton News, what we do would be impossible. So thanks to you also. Let's not forget those families who are the recipients of all this. To you, we say you are our neighbors and friends. You are part of our communities, even if you are a little down on your luck. We answer you with two simple words: you're welcome. So on behalf of all of us at Sunday in the Country Food Drive, we say thank you and well done to all those who helped in whatever capacity you saw fit or felt the need to do. To all those who contributed, once again, you've made it happen. To anyone we may have overlooked along the way and may have helped in any way, we say thank you and may God bless each and every one of you. Just one more thing when you sit down to Thanksgiving dinner and say grace. Don't forget to put a good word in for all those men and women who are overseas protecting our freedom and who won't be home for the holidays. Once again, thank you.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay, and it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down. For the one who fights the fires, the one who brings the mail, for everyone who works behind the scenes. You can see them every morning in the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns. Working together like spokes inside a wheel, they keep this country turning around. Hello, Kansas, wheat field farmer, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week. With a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello, America. Let me thank you for your time.